Welcome to the School of Hollywood. I'm Steve Owens, your host. I interview celebrities in Hollywood and talk about their success and how they got to the current status. So if you like the podcast, please share it with your friends and give us a like.
Hi, guys. I'm Ariel Racine for School of Hollywood.
Welcome, Ariel, and I'm excited to have you here today.
Thank you. You've been
a busy girl this past year.
I have been busy.
Having just completed a movie with Mel Gibson and Kate Bosworth, you got to tell me, how was it working with Mr. Lethal Weapon?
Everyone was amazing. Real pros. They totally know what they're doing, obviously. They're amazing.
So working with Mel, did he give you any kind of acting tips or did you notice anything about the way he works?
He kind of runs the room, obviously. He didn't give me any acting tips. You kind of leave him alone because he's in his like thing. No acting tips. Just besides like, but like I was saying how like, you know, you can't control a lot, but you can always be on time and be prepared, right? So if you have those two things, it's helpful.
And the name of the film is called The Informant, or is it Confidential Informant?
They changed it. It's Confidential Informant. Yeah.
And when's that actually coming out, in theaters or on Netflix, or where is it coming?
June 27th.
Oh, cool. Is that going to in the theaters or on?
Yeah, in the theaters and then worldwide, and then it'll be on like Netflix or whatever, one of those streaming platforms.
So you got to play at Cannes Film Festival with a horror film. How is it walking the red carpet in Cannes?
The red carpet was a lot. It was my first time doing it. A lot of photos, a lot of people not really knowing who you are and what, like, move, you know, but I was like, no, I'm getting my photo. But yeah, it was good. It was a little overwhelming. I had like a huge gown on and dragged about 1,000 leaves on the way there, but it was good. Went barefoot most of it.
Well, I heard the weather was pretty bad over there during the festival.
It was supposed to be bad, but when I got there, life cleared up and it was all good.
Well, you brought the sunshine.
I brought the sunshine, yeah.
So you also recently worked with Pete Davidson on a project for Peacock. Tell me about that one.
Yeah, that was a fun one. I was the cold open. I was like a porn star that he picked out on the screen. It was fun. It was a good time. It was short and sweet, but it was fun.
The question is, would the Kardashians watch it?
I don't know. That's what I was wondering. I was like, should I unfollow the Kardashians so I don't look like I'm, you know, fangirly? And I did. I unfollowed them just for that.
What initially inspired you to pursue a career in acting, and how did you get started?
So I actually got my SAG card when I was 3. My mom was living in LA and she was a model. She was taking me on go-sees. My neighbor was this like really big photographer. So I started working with LA models. Then I started doing commercials. Then my family split. So we went back to Kansas and there wasn't much to do in Kansas, right? But like I did theater and I loved performing every single night. And like, instead of writing papers, I would like direct short films if I could, if the teacher let me. So I don't know. It was just always in me. I always say if there was anything else I could do in this life, I would do it, because this is like, you never know what's going to happen in this world. So like, you know, like you go to school to be a doctor, you know, you're going to be a doctor, right? It's like, you can go to school and audition. You don't know what's going to happen. So, but there is nothing else in this world that I want to do. So I got the acting bug.
Can you share a memorable experience from your early acting days that influenced you to really go, I want to be an actor?
I just think it was like, I really loved the performance and I loved like getting into roles and being that person and embodying them. I guess it's like someone you don't get to be. And I went to school for journalism too. And I think the idea of like learning, like I love journalism because the idea of learning something new, like you get to like learn a new subject on this thing and blah, blah, blah. And it's very similar to acting. Like when you get a part, you have to learn everything about this person and what they are and how they're different from you. So I just think I really enjoy that in particular.
Is there a specific type of character or genre that you really find challenging or rewarding to portray?
Well, I like doing stuff that's like completely opposite of me. Like I was Ginger in the movie, the Mel Gibson movie, and I was a stripper. So that to me, and I would actually go to the strip clubs at night and talk to the strippers, and like I was living the stripper lifestyle, and I almost auditioned because it just seemed like the craziest, scariest thing, but I didn't have time because they flew me to Vancouver. But yeah, so doing that, but then I got on set and I did it. It was fine. But like, that was just like something I've always wanted to know, what a stripper life was, and I got to do it. But like my main, like I really would love doing like Basic Instinct, Sharon Stone vibes, like where I'm the murderer or the temptress or something like that.
Can you share an instance where you're faced with a major acting challenge and you had to overcome it?
Yeah, I like last year before everything hit for me, I don't know if I was just being a drama queen and I needed like some acting drama in my life, but I like told my family I quit during Christmas. And I was like, I don't know what I'm going to do, but I'm done. And I would tell everyone. And then literally a month later, I was like, what am I doing? Like, I can't. And I think it was just, I was just hitting a hard spot. Like, there was just nothing hitting at the time. And I was just like, I'm tired of this. Like, it's just abuse at a certain point. But then everything started going for me. And I was supposed to be filming something else, but the strike happened. So hopefully everything clears up soon so we can all get back to work.
Exactly. Having come from the Midwest in Kansas, where Dorothy is,
yes.
The Wizard of Oz, what advice do you have for people growing up in the Midwest on coming to Hollywood?
Find a mentor as fast as you can. Don't believe anything anyone tells you, because everyone's basically full of shit. And I changed my phone number so everyone didn't think I was from Kansas, because I didn't want to seem like the young naive girl, you know. So changed it to a Beverly Hills phone number. I think to come to Hollywood, you just have to know that this is like what you're doing, and this is your, like, and you can't stop once you do it. Like, you just have to be in it for the long haul, because there's just no way of knowing that like anything's going to come in 2 years, 3 years, you know. I've been at it this forever. So if you really love it, you'll stay with it.
How do you handle criticism or negativity feedback on any of your performances?
You know, I didn't understand why everyone changed their names, like stage names. And now I do. And it's too late for me to do that now. But like when they're getting criticized, it's that person getting criticized, not themselves. So I totally get why people have stage names now. How do I handle criticism? I try to not look at it too much. And yeah, I just try not to look.
How do you approach improvisation or ad-libbing during a scene?
Well, I did theater. And so you have to be super present in that moment. Because like if you forget something, you have to come up with whatever came up, or if the other person delivered the line differently and said something different. I think it's just staying present. And like, as long as you know the story, something will come out that makes sense.
Perfect. So what actors and directors in Hollywood would you like to work with?
That's a good question. Sam Levinson, is that his name? The one that's doing, yeah, him. Like the whole Euphoria cast, I fucking love so much. White Lotus, like anything like that, any of those people, that's like my dream. Also Succession, I would have loved to be one of the girls on Succession. I mean, I could have played the one girl's wife, you know. That's like dreams.
So which do you prefer, television or doing movies?
Well, not that I get like a bunch of choices, but I really like, my dream is to be a reoccurring on a TV show, and like I'm the lead and I have a badass character. But movies are great and they pay great, and so I love a movie because you get to like dive fully in it for a few months. But like if you were like on Mad Men or something and you got to live in that era for like that long, I don't know. I just feel like that's a dream.
Where can people find you on social media?
I'm at the Ariel Ray on Instagram and then Ariel Racine on Twitter.
Cool. Do you have any other projects that you want to talk about that are coming up?
Well, I was supposed to be shooting a Christmas movie in Oklahoma right now, but it all got delayed because of the strike. So that's happened. That's that. I'm writing something with some people. And I'm working on a tech platform called Real AF. It's a new social media platform that doesn't allow like face filtering or body alterations. And it's like creates, we can create a hologram of them. And so it's like a social media platform where people are actually real, because I believe that in this day of age, no one looks like themselves sometimes. And we need a place where we can actually just be real. Like Instagram's great for doing, making pretty photos and all that stuff. But I just think we need something that looks real. And like the people, like the kids that are coming up and they're seeing all these images of people being perfect and, you know, we don't have any skin texture anymore. Like, it's just, so that's what I'm working on the side.
One final question for you. What are your favorite TV shows?
Oh, I think I told you. Succession, Mad Men. Oh, I just watched Drops of God. It's on Apple. It's amazing. I was shocked. I like couldn't stop watching it. Yeah, White Lotus. Yeah, I think, yeah, those are my mains.
Well, I wish you the best of luck in your career, and thank you for coming on the show today.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, that wraps another School of Hollywood. I hope you enjoyed it today, and if you did, please give us a like and tell your friends about it. Until next time, school is out.